Hi, I'm Jesse Shooter, and for my English Quarter 3 benchmark, I'm doing a personal podcast on the system of religion in society, more specifically Judaism and how it affects me. For all of my listeners, I want you to take away from this the things that these people go through each day being a Jew in today's society.
Hi, my name is Jesse Shooter, interviewing Aaron Block, sophomore at Science Leadership Academy,
interviewing Marcia Shooter,
interviewing Ben Miller Sobel, a student at Abington High School,
interviewing Michelle Friedman, a sophomore at Science Leadership Academy.
Aaron, do you give your permission to be interviewed?
Yes.
Do you agree to be interviewed?
Yes.
Ben, do you agree to be interviewed?
Yes.
Michelle, do you give your permission to be interviewed?
Yes, I do.
First, I'm going to ask you a few questions on what it means to be Jewish. If I do not attend synagogue on a weekly basis, am I still Jewish?
Yeah.
Yes.
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 If I do not keep kosher, am I still Jewish?
Yes.
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 Do I have to celebrate Jewish holidays to be considered Jewish?
Yes. You might have to celebrate some of them to be Jewish, but not necessarily all of them.
No.
Yes.
No.
Do I have to identify with Jewish beliefs to be Jewish?
Some.
I think I do.
No.
Some Jewish beliefs, but all the beliefs are different, so it's your call.
Does just my Jewish heritage, meaning everyone in my family is and was Jewish, but I follow no Jewish rules, make me Jewish?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Following Jewish rules isn't what makes you Jewish. If you believe Jewish beliefs and values, then that makes you Jewish.
Now I'd like to reflect on some of your experience. I have experienced slurs and stereotype comments in the past because I'm Jewish. Have you? Can you provide an example?
Yeah, one time my dad and I were walking to synagogue and we both had our kippahs on, and a guy crossed the street, sikailed and yelled, Heil Hitler.
When I was a young girl, I moved to a small town when I was 8 years old, and my parents and I were the first Jewish family in this town. Nobody knew what Judaism meant, and it was very uncomfortable when I had to take off for a Jewish holiday, and it was uncomfortable till other Jewish families started to move in. By the time I got to high school, there were enough Jewish people living in the town that I felt accepted.
I have been called out for being Jewish on several occasions. I have had pennies thrown at me in jest.
What is your favorite and least favorite thing about being Jewish?
Least favorite thing is, well, I have two, probably. One is keeping kosher. And the other is maybe Yom Kippur. And then my favorite thing is bar mitzvah, I guess.
My favorite thing about being Jewish is that it's a family-oriented religion. I feel family is very important, a very important part of Judaism, and the Jewish holidays, when we get together and share food and thoughts and prayers, are wonderful. My least favorite thing about being Jewish is there is still some anti-Semitism around in the world, and that makes me very sad.
My favorite thing about being Jewish is the food, number one, big fan, and number two would have to be just the customs and the community that's created when I'm with any Jewish group.
What's your least favorite thing?
My least favorite thing? I watch a lot of cooking shows, and a lot of non-kosher things look really good, and I really just want to eat them, but I can't.
How often do you find yourself changing your daily process or making decisions based on your religion?
Well, I keep kosher, so about every day, especially with friends.
daily I don't have to change my process, but over the weekends I have to plan things around Shabbat on Saturdays so that I don't interfere with it.
I'm proud to be Jewish, but that can be hard sometimes. Are you ever embarrassed to be Jewish, or do you ever have trouble bringing it up?
I'm not embarrassed to be Jewish, but sometimes I get embarrassed to bring it up. Just, I think, sometimes I worry that, you know, it's too big a part of my identity, I guess. So I can get a little bit sensitive about when to bring it up and things like that. So not embarrassed to be Jewish, but I've been embarrassed about Jewish-related stuff.
As I said before, when I was a child, I was embarrassed. But now, nothing would make me embarrassed to be a Jew, and I am quick to tell people I am Jewish, and if they do not like it, then they can just walk away.
I've never been embarrassed to be Jewish.
Was religion a factor in choosing your school?
Sort of. All of my schools before, except for preschool, had been Jewish day schools. So I guess it was that this school was not a Jewish day school that was one of the reasons I wanted to pick it, because it was a new experience for me.
Religion was not a factor in choosing my school, because even though I go to a non-religious public school, I still maintain active in the Jewish community outside of school.
I wanted to say thank you to all my interviewees, and thank you to all listeners.